What skills should everyone learn when they're young? There are a few basic skills that everyone should learn when they are young. The most important, in my opinion, is that people learn to read and write when they are young. Fortunately, we live in a society with an almost 100% literacy rate, but this was not always the case. Reading and writing are indispensable skills in the modern world, and it is utterly imperative that every child is taught to read and write from a young age. Otherwise, they will never make it in the modern world. How easy is it for younger and older people to learn new skills? I would say that it is far easier for younger people to learn new skills than it is for older people. Younger people have young brains, which are malleable and good at acquiring new knowledge and new skills. This is not true for older people, who often struggle to learn new skills and new techniques. This is why older people often struggle to use modern technology, such as computers and smartphones, while young people pick up these skills intuitively. Thus, I would argue that it is very easy for young people to learn new skills, while it is quite difficult for old people to do the same. Is it important for adults to learn new skills in their life? It is very important for adults to learn new skills in their life. The modern world is a rapidly changing place, and the skill set required to be successful in this world is always developing. If you want to be successful and an effective member of society in the modern world, it is very important to learn new skills all the time. Some people believe that it is only important for young people and students to learn new skills, but this is not the case at all. If adults do not learn new skills as well, then they will be left behind. Is a good teacher very important for students' learning experience? Why? Yes, a good teacher is incredibly important for students' learning experience. A teacher is the head of a classroom. They decide upon the class rules, the manner of teaching, the way students interact with each other, and what type of work is set to develop the student's education and intelligence. All these factors have a huge impact on the learning experience of students. If a teacher is good at class management, has a friendly relationship with their students, and has an effective teaching strategy, then the students will have an incredible learning experience. Do students make more progress learning with their parents at home than with teachers at school? I do not believe that students will make more progress learning with their parents at home than learning with their teachers at school. It is definitely advantageous for parents to tutor their children at home additionally to their teaching at school, but it cannot be a replacement for it. Teachers are trained professionals who have spent their whole lives dedicated to education and teaching children. Most parents cannot replicate this level of skill and experience at home, so their children would be missing out if they were only taught by their parents. Does the use of technology in the classroom always help students to make progress? I very much support the use of technology in the classroom to help students make progress, but it must be used responsibly. There is new technology coming out all the time, which improves the ability for teachers to give presentations, for them to share information, or for them to assess students. It is much more efficient using technology to teach than it is using a blackboard or paper and pen. Therefore, we should move towards integrating more technology into our schools. As long as students are not being distracted or using the technology in an improper way, then there are only benefits.